believe there are certain things we cannot do without. As believers, all right? I'm talking about a believer in Christ Jesus. I strongly believe there are certain things we cannot neglect, especially as believers. One of the main reason why believers still suffer, I'm not talking about suffering for Christ. I'm talking about a suffering that you inflicted on yourself. One of the reasons why believers still go through things they should not go through. One of the reasons why believers are still in bondage and they say they believe in Christ Jesus is because they are neglecting certain things. And there are things we should not neglect. There are things we cannot do without. There are things that are unnegotiable as long as you are a believer in Christ Jesus. And I want to be sharing with you one of those very important things, all right? I want you to understand that as a believer, you cannot do without faith, all right? You cannot do without faith. Hello there, friend. My name is Amechi, and I'm the anchor voice of Eden. Aside that, I'm a pro graphics designer, I love to sing, I'm an author, and I love Jesus. We are on a mission to expose people to the truth of who they are in Christ Jesus, to build a generation that loves God, fears God, and serves God, to raise and empower people that cherish the Word of God. Join us as we journey into God's rest. All right, let me personally welcome you to today's podcast before I go into sharing with you the very brief thing I have to share with you today. My name is Amechi Victor Okeke, and on today's podcast, I'll be anchoring it alone. My wife won't be available with me today, so I would want you to pay close attention to some of the things I'll be saying. I'll be reading just three Bible scriptures for you so that you can see that I'm getting the point I'll be sharing with you from the scripture, not just from my head, but from the scripture. So on today's podcast, we'll be talking about the blessedness of having faith. The blessedness of having faith. One of the important things about faith is that faith is built. It is not just a gift, right? Faith doesn't just come as a gift, like you just receive faith as a gift. You don't have to build it. But no, faith is built. But most of the things that come as a byproduct of faith, as a reason of your faith, comes as gifts. They come because you have faith, because you have cultivated your faith. And there are certain level of understanding that you will never arrive at until you build your faith, until you grow your faith. The scripture says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The Bible also said that we grow from faith to faith. So faith is a journey and is a process. But never as a believer should you be caught without faith. Did you hear what I just said? I said faith is built. Faith, you can grow faith from faith to faith. But there should never be a time as a believer that you are without faith. There are certain passages in scripture Jesus spoke about little faith. Jesus spoke about great faith. I'm saying that you should never be caught without faith. Without faith. Because there are things you would never understand if you don't have faith. There are things, especially as a Christian, that you would never arrive at without faith. There are things you would never grow into without faith. There are things you would never conquer without faith. So you need to grow your faith from time to time. You need to cultivate, spend time, invest in whatever will grow your faith. All right, so the first scripture I want to be reading is found in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3. Hebrews 11 verse 3. And it said, by faith we understand that the universe was created by the word of God. By faith we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of the things that are visible. You can take this scripture to a scientist or a medical doctor or someone who is logical in his thinking, and you would argue this scripture over and over and over again, because there is nowhere in the law of the universe that states that you can create what is visible from something that is invisible. You can argue it over and over again, but the scripture said it is not understood by logic, but it is understood by faith. Listen, what you don't understand, you cannot replicate. Let me say that again. Whatever you do not understand, you cannot replicate. The reason why a lot of believers are finding it difficult to get to a point where they can create the visible from the invisible is because they don't understand how that works. And the scripture says it is by faith that you understand this process. It says it's by faith you understand that you can create what you see from what you do not see. The Bible says the universe was created by the word of God. It is by faith you understand that you can use your word to create your world. It is by faith that you understand that you can use your word to create your world. So we find it hard to believe that. In fact, the liberal man finds it hard to think that it is ever possible for you to create something that is visible, that is seen from something that is not seen. And my friend, that is one of the first things I want to share with you concerning faith. That's one of the blessedness of faith, that faith helps us understand the things that cannot be comprehended, that cannot be understood, the things that look so far-fetched for the ordinary mind to understand. Faith makes that possible for us as believers. All right. So the next scripture I want to be reading for us, I'm still going to come back to Hebrews 11, verse 3, where I read. So the next scripture I want to be reading is in Romans chapter 3 from verse 21. And I read, "But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bears witness to it. The righteousness of God through faith." Now, this is what the law and the prophet bears witness of. Right? Hope you're following me. It says, "The bear witness of the righteousness of God through faith in Christ Jesus for all who believe. For there is no distinction. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God puts forward as a propitiation by his blood to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over former sins. It was to show his righteousness at the present time, so that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Christ Jesus." One of the beautiful things about Romans chapter 3, where we read, says that the righteousness of God is through faith in Christ Jesus. There is nothing a man will do that will make the man righteous before God. There is nothing. There is no good work. Righteousness is not by works. Righteousness is a gift by faith in Christ Jesus. A man is righteous because he has been given to him as a gift, because he had faith, or he has faith in Christ Jesus. So that is one thing we need to understand, that you are blessed because of faith. You are called righteous because you have faith. That is one of the blessedness of faith. And it went further to say, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood to be received by faith." Let me say this as I round up my thoughts in Romans chapter 3. One of the things we receive by faith is not just understanding. One of the things we receive by faith is healing. We also receive the gift of grace by faith. We also receive the gift of righteousness by faith. You see why I say faith is a very important asset that every believer should have at all times. Faith is a very important asset, my dear friend. In fact, the next scripture I'm going to be reading talked about how that we live by faith. As a believer, you don't just receive by faith, you live by faith. So you cannot negotiate either having faith or not. You can't get to a point where you're thinking, should I have faith? Should I not have faith? Can I just do this with my strength, with my own logic? Or can I just not have faith at this moment? You can't negotiate that. If you know whatever you would do to have faith as a believer, please do it. If you know whatever you can get for you to get faith, please get it. And the scripture has already told us that. It said, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So at every time, you should either be reading the Bible or listening to an audio or listening to the voice of God. That is how faith comes. That's how faith comes. And the scripture said you have to hear and hear. Someone said that the first time you heard it, it informed you. The second time you are hearing it, faith is being built. That's why the scripture said faith comes by hearing and hearing twice. Right? Twice. So the first time you're informed, the next time you're hearing it, faith is being built in you. And it says that, let me continue reading verse 25. It says, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over former sins. It was to show his righteousness at the present time, so that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. The only people God can justify, or God will justify, let me use that word instead, are the people who have faith in Jesus. Listen, you are not justified because you are now a good person. Nah. You are justified because you have faith in Christ Jesus. Sanctification comes after justification. Jesus, God says you are not guilty, and then he cleanses you because you have faith in Christ Jesus. He doesn't cleanse you, or you don't purge yourself, and then he says now you are justified. No, you are justified because you have faith in Christ Jesus. So faith brings about justification. Faith brings about your justification. Then your sanctification comes along. All right, so the last scripture I'll be reading is still in that Romans, but this time around Romans chapter 1, verse 17. It says, for in it the righteousness of God is revealed. Now it's talking about the word of God. In it is the word of God. In the word of God, the righteousness of God is revealed. That's in, you find that in verse 16. So let me continue reading verse 17. It says, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. Let me stop there before I read the others. Listen. The level, let me use the word level. I don't know if level is the right word, but the level of faith you have is the level of righteousness you are going to be revealed into, right? I don't know if that best explains it. As you grow from faith to faith, the righteousness of God is revealed to you. Your standing with God, your right standing with God, is being revealed as you grow from faith to faith. You suddenly discover that you have grown into another level of right standing with God. You suddenly discover that you are growing deeper in your walk and your fellowship with God, because you are growing from faith to faith. So the level of faith you are in right now is what determines the level of stand you have with God right now. Everything the scripture says has been given, has been revealed. Everything is now ready. But what you need to work on is the level of faith you have. As you grow your faith, you grow your access. You can access more because you now have more faith. Jesus said to his disciples, this type cannot go except by prayer and fasting. Now, what prayer and fasting does is that prayer is one means. Prayer and fasting is a means by which we grow our faith. All right. So as you pray, as you fast, your faith is being built. And there are certain things you begin to gain access to. Certain righteousness, let me put it that way, or certain things you begin to gain access to, certain things that are being revealed to you because your faith is growing, or because you have now, you have taken time to grow your faith. Jesus spoke to this the woman who touched the hem of his garment. He said he has never seen such great faith. He spoke to the centurion. He has said, I've never seen such great faith. Jesus would always heal and say, your faith has made you whole. Be it unto you according to your faith. All right. So for you to walk in certain level of righteousness is by faith. If you don't have faith that you can do this, if your faith has not grown to that level, you cannot walk in that level of righteousness. You cannot, that level of righteousness cannot be revealed to you. That level of walk with God cannot be revealed to you until you have faith, until your faith is built. Now, lastly, it says, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith. If you discover there is an area in your life that you are not living, that is not considered as an area that has life, then the proof of that or the explanation to that is that you don't have faith in that area. My God, every area you have faith in will live, would come alive, it would breathe, it will not die. The reason why we experience death in certain areas, the reason why we are suffering in certain areas, the reason why we are still afflicted in certain areas of our life is because we lack faith. So my friend, you can see how blessed it is that you have faith. In fact, life will be a puzzle. Life will be a hard nut to crack without the faith, without having faith in Jesus. Life will be a very hard nut to crack. So my friend, that is all I want to be sharing with you this morning. Have faith. Have faith. Have faith. It doesn't matter what you are going through. Have faith, my friend. Never be caught without faith. Have faith. Build your faith. Spend time to pray. Spend time to study the Word of God. And spend time to speak the Word of God. I was reading something my friend posted this morning, and he said, give voice to the Word of God. Say it out. Say the things you believe out. It is faith. You know, I said in one of my podcasts that the first sign of faith is that you are able to speak. Every time you cannot speak, then it means that you don't have faith. The first sign of faith is your ability to speak what you believe. So my dear friend, start speaking the things that you believe, and then you'll see them happen around you. God bless you. Thank you for doing this with me today. I would always like to say, within your confine, have a picture of life bigger than your experience. I'll see you again next week, Saturday. God bless you and have a beautiful weekend. Bye. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Voice of Eden podcast. We hope it was a blessing to you. Kindly follow us on social media @Voice of Eden. Share with your friends and keep God first.